Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank God for being here. Thank you, I praise God for life, health, and strength. And I just thank you and I praise God for each and every one of you that is on with us tonight.
Amen.
Before we get started with the program, I do like to know, is Devo on?
Oh, he's not ready right now. He's kind of tired right now. He'll be ready in about 10 minutes, or Sister Mary.
In about 10 minutes, okay, I needed him to
call
Frank.
He's on, but he's tired right now.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, do me a favor and text him and tell him I should call Frank. He want to be in on tonight. Thank you. But before we get started with our show on today, of course, you know, this program is to help people that that's having problems. There's people just want to talk, people that just want to testify about the goodness of God, people that have issues and just want to be able to talk to somebody, somebody that won't go around talking about them and, you know, don't make them feel bad about what's going on in their life. See, one thing about it, God knows what all of us are going through. So, and he wants us to help one another. And I just thank God for that. But before we get started, I'm going to go into a little black history. We're going to talk today on the four black schoolgirls that was killed in Birmingham, Alabama, at the 6th Street Baptist Church in a bombing.
Amen.
So we're going to do the black history.
I thought you forgot, Sister Mary.
I told you I don't forget. Okay. On September 15, 1963, a bomb exploded during Sunday morning service in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four young girls. The girls was Addie Mae Collins, she was 14, Cynthia Wesley, she was 14, Carol Robertson, she was 14, and Carol Denise McNair, she was 11. The church had a large African-American congregation and served as a meeting place for civil rights leaders such as Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., who once called Birmingham a symbol of hardcore resistance to integration. At that time, the governor of Alabama was Governor George Wallace. And he made preserving racial segregation one of the central goals of his administration. So he wanted to keep everybody segregated. He didn't want to be inter-segregated. He didn't want the black and the whites to intermingle together. So he wanted to keep them all separated. So he preserved the racial segregation, one of the central goals of his administration. And Birmingham had one of the most violent and lawless chapters of the Ku Klux Klan. The church bombing was the third bombing in Birmingham in 11 days. This was in 1963, September of 1963. After a federal order came down to integrate Alabama's school system. Okay. Okay, so there was one man that bought, and I'm thinking I missed a page here because I want to get it straight, that bought 15 sticks of dynamite. And it was planted in the church basement underneath the girls' restroom. The bomb detonated at 10:19 a.m., killing Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, and Addison May, and Denise McNair. Immediately after the blast, some church members was wandering around in a daze. They had some that was bloody, some covered with white powder, broken glass. More than 20 church members was injured in the blast. When thousands of black protesters assembled at the church, Wallace sent hundreds of police and state troopers to the area to break up the crowd. Two young black men were killed that night, one by the police and the other by racist thugs. A funeral was held for three of the girls. The family of one of the girls preferred a private service. Dr. King at that time delivered address to more than 8,000 mourners. A well-known Klan's member, Robert Chaplis, was charged with murder and was buying 122 sticks of dynamite. In October 1963, Chaplis was cleared of the murder charges and received a six-month jail sentence and a $100 fine for the dynamite. Although an FBI investigation identified three other men, which was Bobby Frank Cherry, Harmon Cash, and Thomas E. Blayton Jr., as the ones that helped Chaplis commit the crime. It was later revealed that FBI Chairman J. Edgar Hoover blocked their persecution and shut down the investigation without filing charges in 1968. After Alabama Attorney General Bill Baxley reopened the case, Chaplis was convicted in 1977 and was sentenced to life in prison. It took a decade in order to persecute the other three men. Harmon Cash had already died. He died in 1994. Bobby Frank Cherry and Thomas E. Blayton Jr., these are men that helped Chaplis commit a murder, were arrested and charged. Thomas E. Blayton Jr. was charged to life in prison. Herman Cherry trial was delayed. The judge stated that he was mentally incompetent to stand trial. That decision was reversed on May 22, 2002, and Cherry was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. So that was one of the worst times that Birmingham has ever had. And that's how bad racism was in the South, and especially in the state of Alabama. So that is just a little bit of Black History for today. And what we're going to do, what we will do, we will try to give you something on Black History throughout the month of February. Okay, and now at this time, we're going to open up the floor for anyone who wants to be able, who want to say something, or who have a testimony, or who have a problem that they want solved, or they want to talk about, or just whatsoever that you need to do. Because we're here to help, we're going to do everything that we can to help in Jesus' name. And everything that we do, it will be done spiritually. There will be no one to talk about you, but we will encourage you and help you with whatever you're going through. At this time, the floor is open. As we start our program, the floor is open. Uh-huh.
Well, Sister Mary, you know, I thought we always normally just give us old prayer. We got old brother Tim is on here. I thought we might want to start it off with an old prayer like we normally do. I mean, if
okay,
your show,
thank you, and you're right. And I'm sorry, I didn't know if Tim or Dee, the one, was on here. Thank you so much, Brother Tim. How are you today?
Yeah. Hey, Sister Mary, if they went on there, you had to do all the work, Sister Mary. You do all the work.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here, dog. Thank you,
okay,
Sister Mary.
Okay, will you open us up with prayer?
I'd be glad to do that. Thank you so
much.
Will
you open us up with prayer?
Yes. You can hear me?
I'm delighted to have you. You know I am. Go ahead.
I don't know if you... Oh, okay, I didn't think you could hear me. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, saying thank you for being our God and thank you for allowing us to be your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for trusting us to be able to help our brothers and sisters, be able to share with them your word and your goodness and your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, right now, and we just ask that you continue to bless this show and bless that we be able to help someone and encourage them and strengthen them and guide them in the right direction. Lord God, we thank you for using us. We thank you for this show that is available to so many people, Lord. We thank you, and we will win the people's trust that we truly will not divulge any information or anything like that. Lord God, we just say thank you. We love you. We appreciate all the people who sacrifice and give their time and love to helping others. And we just say thank you, Lord. Bless Sister Mary and continue to encourage her, strengthen her, and give her wisdom and understanding. And Lord God, we say thank you right now for her and her love and her heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this show, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're ready for you, Sister Mary.
Amen.
We do thank Brother Tim for that beautiful prayer. And like Brother Dog said, and it's so true, we need to always start with prayer no matter what, and we should always end with prayer. And I just thank God for that. So at this time, the floor is open for whosoever want to come in and get and start, be the first one to start.
Brother D is here also. Debo, Brother Debo is also here, Super Mary.
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of
Well,
okay.
Sister Mary.
I had a praise report,
and I just wanted to tell all my brothers and sisters, I was out plowing snow the other day, and the snow plow, I use it sometimes to push the gate open when it's stuck and frozen, and
mm-hmm.
I did that, and it got stuck, so I always take myself and kind of slide out the truck, and I'm leaning over, and this time, for some reason, out of all the time I've been plowing snow, my foot slipped,
mm-hmm.
and my foot hit the accelerator. Mm-hmm. It threw me back, and it threw me out of the truck, and the truck backed up right almost over the top, and I was rolling, trying to get out the way, and the door caught me and slung me back, and the truck is still backing up, dragging me. It was just me, and then all of a sudden, it came off of my hip and hit around my stomach, and I just rolled out from up under the truck. I could see the tire and the blade coming right at me, and then eventually the truck went into the snow and just stopped, and I was able to roll out from up under it, and I was like, thank you, Lord, for all that you do, and you are so true to your word when you say you let your angels be encamped around those that love you, Lord. And I truly love him. I even love him more for sparing my life, that almost 4,000 or 5,000 pound truck almost ran me over. And I was under the truck because the running boards caught me, and I was just all up under. I was trying to get out away from up under it, and it was almost about to roll me and run over me and my legs and everything. And I just got out. When I got up, I just kept saying, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Spared my life. The truck could have ran me. I've never had that happen before. All the years I've been plowing, but that was just what happened. So I told the people in my church and my pastor and all them, and I'm just so grateful to tell all my
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, see, that's why I have my heart and my soul and my spirit all wrapped up in Jesus, because you never know. Your day may be coming. You never know. So I just wanted to tell all my brothers and sisters, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Amen. And that's a blessing. Yeah. I tell you what, you should still be shouting hallelujah and praising God, because that truck could have rolled over on you, but God saw fit to let you live a little while longer. Definitely a praise report. Praise God.
Yep.
See, and you live to see another
I'm
year.
So happy. So I just want
praise
to tell my brother
God,
and sister, see,
God.
It's a wonderful thing, and it's a lot of benefits in serving the Lord. That's it. Back to you,
oh,
Sister
yeah.
Mary.
Praise the Lord. We serve an
thank
awesome
you.
And a mighty
thank
God, Brother Tim. Praise
yes.
God, praise
yes.
God,
yes.
praise
yes.
God. Praise
thank you,
God.
Lord, for all that you do.
So there in a, okay. Yeah, that's a praise. I tell you, that's a praise report. That is a praise report. Okay, and also, before we get started, I understand also, I don't know, Debo might not have heard mine, but he also have a little Black history that he wants to give us for today. So So, D, go ahead and do give the Black History.
Yes, yes. I heard the one that you gave, Tina, was so lovely. I just want to make the dog aware that we do be listening. And I said I'm going to give him one real quick one. You know, there's something I was reading about Black History, and it says over 120 inventions that taken place by either Black man or Black woman. And one of the things that caught my eye was something that probably every last one of us eat or has eaten at some point in time. And watch this here. Just listen to this. It says George Crumb was working as a chef at a resort in New York. A customer sent a dish of French fries back to the kitchen, claiming that they wasn't good. In an irritated fit, Crumb cut the potatoes up thinly as possible, fried them until they was burnt crisp, and then threw a generous handful of salt on top of the becoming the potato chip. Now we know how potato chips was invented and who invented them. And like I said, I'm sure every last one of us at some point in time has eaten a bag of potato chips. Invented by an irritated customer, by a Black man. Amen.
Right.
Gotta have something for you every Tuesday.
And, and Sister Marion, if you don't mind, mine is one. Mine is about 30 seconds, and I just wanted to say that we don't just have a recollection of history in our books. We have a recollection of a living witness. Brother Dog, Willie Dog, and his family have seen and experienced all that racism down in Alabama. He's walked across the bridge, and he's seen all these things with Bull Connors and George Wallace. He witnessed it, and we have a living witness right here amongst us, and we don't even take advantage of it. Brother Dog, we thank you for bringing that to our attention, and we thank you for standing in the gap with us. We thank you, man, because you didn't have to do it, and your family didn't have to do it, but it was in your heart. And God got you here for a reason. You are our living witness of history. We thank you.
Amen. Got a point there, Brother Tim. Appreciate it. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. And you know, that's a blessing because we don't know all the things that Black people went through. And, you know, that's a – and I appreciate Brother Dog wanting us to do this because that is something – that everyone should know what we went through and how we God has blessed us to make it through all of that. Even with the Black history I just gave, those four girls, their families, they got some peace behind all this because those guys was arrested for life. One died, I guess, you know, automatically. He was a natural death, I don't know, they didn't say. One died, but the other three in jail for life. So now that was peace to his family, to those girls' family. And that was a tragedy, really was a tragedy to the Black people to know how bad it was here in Alabama, especially in Birmingham. I was reading where one pastor wrote President Kennedy a letter and asked him to keep Martin Luther King out of Birmingham for a while. And that was the pastor. So we just have to pray about everything for all people. So at this time, I see Brother Kiki hands is up. Brother Kiki,
hiya.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and go ahead.
Sister Mary, I want to piggyback off something that. Hold on, am I on mute? Hold on, make sure I ain't on mute.
No, you
Sister
can hear
Mary, I want to piggyback on something that you said on yesterday that really got my attention. You was talking about people with money and the fancy cars and this and that. Let me tell you a short story that I heard, Sister Mary. I don't know if you ever heard it, but it was about the three houses, and they was all in a row, Sister Mary. One of them was up on the hill, Sister Mary. One of them was in the middle of the hill, and one of them was on the bottom. Well, the one up on the top of the hill, Sister Mary, had all the bells and whistles. You couldn't add nothing else to it. Had the fancy cars and all the land. The one on the mm-hmm. in the middle, it wasn't as fancy, but it was nice. The one on the bottom,
all right.
Just some area, it was just a mediocre house. You ride by it, you won't even look at it. Well, guess what, Sister Mary?
All right.
A storm came, Sister Mary. And the people up on the top of the hill, you know, they snooty. They don't speak to nobody. They don't talk to nobody. People in the middle, they don't talk to the people on the bottom. But when the storm came, mm-hmm. Sister Mary, the first house to go, Sister Mary, was a house on the hill that was well built.
All right, ma'am.
When the water and the slide started coming, and the mud started to slide, mm-hmm. that's the first house went. It was your big house. Then, as it kept on, Sister Mary, it couldn't skip that middle house. It got that middle house the same way it got that house on the hill. But when it got to the bottom mm-hmm. of the hill, Sister Mary, didn't bother mm-hmm. the house on the bottom of the hill. So the neighbors ran down and they asked him, said, what's going on? Why your house didn't get to it? And the guy asked, he said, well, what's your house full of? He said, my house was full of nice things, and we had the best of everything. He said, well, let me show you what my house full of. So he opened that door and said, my house full of God. My house full of love. My house full of care. So your house and my house ain't the same. Your house might be bigger than mine. Your mm-hmm. house might be better than mine. Might have cost more money. But my house is full of God, and God protected me and my family.
All right.
You got to rebuild, my brother. God, I'm a protection, took care of. I just want to share that with y'all. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful where you put your foot at, because it could come back to you.
Amen.
Everything glitter ain't gold. Everything look good to you ain't good for you. I just want to share that with y'all. Be careful.
That's true.
Be careful how you treat people. Be careful about the people you think you're putting down. Because that bridge mm-hmm. you're burning, Sister Mary, you may have to turn mm-hmm. around one day and go back across. Hello, somebody.
Amen. That was a blessing. You know, and that was a good story. I really and truly it was, because see, when we have something, we get arrogant and we think we're more than everybody else. But see, while we got ourselves sitting up on a hill, when we least expect the God to pull us right back down. And you're right, we should be careful, very careful. How we treat people, we should be very careful how we talk about people. Because one thing we got to remember, God made us all.
Amen. Amen. Sister Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Mary, did you see that movie,
yes.
Selma? Did you see the movie Selma? Okay, did anybody else on this film see the movie Selma? Anybody?
Yeah, I saw
it.
Well,
hold on, Sister Mary. You my time.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Just
what happens, I got my sister on the phone right now, and the little girl that was with Martin Luther King, Cheyenne Webb, and Rachel West, they was our neighbor.
Yeah.
Pam, you on the phone, Pam? Pam, come on the phone and tell everybody about it. Tell everybody.
I'm here.
This is Sister.
Actually, I went to school with Cheyenne and Rachel both. We were the first class of minorities to go to an integrated school. And during that time, during the mm-hmm. civil rights movement, we were young girls, you know, about 8 or 9 years old, but we were very active mm-hmm. in the movement. Our parents, you know, were run down by horses and the sheriff and tear gas. And, you know, we, many a night after
mm-hmm.
watch night meetings and leaving the Brown Chapel churches and stuff, you know, we feared for our lives. But Cheyenne is a very instrumental person in talking about the movement, and she's been talking about it, I guess, ever since the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
just,
that was
just,
truly,
just,
truly.
Yeah, go ahead, Sister Mary.
That
just,
was
sorry,
truly,
I just
truly
on just yeah, go ahead, Sister Mary. I'm sorry. We must have got some kind of delay in this show. So there must be some kind of delay. Some kind of delay or something.
Now, all I was going to, and what was your name, your sister, Brother Dog, what's your name?
It's Pam. My name is
Brother
Dog,
what's
Pam.
Your sister's name?
Pam.
Sarah?
Pam.
Sam, okay. Okay.
Pam.
You know, Sam,
P-A-M.
And.
P-A-M.
It,
Pam.
Oh, Pam. I'm so sorry. I'm changing your name. Cam?
Yeah.
I'm going to get
Pam,
it right.
Yeah.
I thought you said P-A-M, but you're saying C. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, but I was listening one night to Lionel Richie, and he talked about this incident that he went to school with one of these girls as well. And what he was saying that hurt him so bad was that when this happened, his parent tried to shield him from it and not tell him about it. And you could just hear the pain in his voice after all these years and him talking about what happened at that Sixth Street Baptist Church.
Yeah, blew up those young ladies in Birmingham. I mean, we've really been through it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd come so far, but we haven't come as far as we need to come. So who knows?
No, we haven't. You
hey,
are
just,
so right.
We just got through. Hey, she just got through talking about the four girls at the church in Birmingham. She just got through talking about that, fam, before you came on. She just got through talking about that.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm out here in Texas with Cheyenne's brother, and he's very instrumental in doing the movement out here in El Paso. He's a veteran, so he's out there, you know, all the time in the public eye,
mm-hmm.
helping veterans, helping soldiers. But at the same time, he talks about the Selma story and the march, you know, and we often go back home for the Jubilee celebration, the Bloody Sunday march, you know. It's a big thing,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't learned enough yet. It's sad to say.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
We haven't.
Okay, Pam, thank you for
but
coming on.
The good
we just
thing.
Wanted you to give a little insight. We just
okay,
wanted you to...
Brother.
All right, take care, Pam. And we just having a little what we call a time for reflection. Where we come on. Yeah, now we do this here every Wednesday where Sister Marion come on and you know, for the people that's mourning, that's got, you know, need prayers and all that, and that's what we're doing. And we were just doing the Black History Month, and we just wanted to have you to come on. We appreciate you coming on, though, Pam.
Thank you. Y'all lift me in prayer.
All right.
Thank
have a good
you.
One.
You have a blessed
you.
Evening.
Be blessed. You
right.
too, ma'am.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was awesome. That was awesome.
Amen.
And it just, you know, people don't forget this, especially people that was actually living here in Birmingham at that time. That is something that's not easy to forget.
Right.
But the only thing that helped was that they did get some retribution by these guys going to jail for life. Even though Governor Wallace try to protect them.
It's just Mary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know what... See, like,
yes.
Your phone must got a delay for a minute. You can't hear people. Your phone must got a delay for a minute today. But, Sister Mary, when we say Governor Wallace, you know, now you said, like you said, God works in mysterious ways. Now, you know, right at the end when he got shot and got paralyzed and all that, you know, he was one of the racist guys that's in history. All of a sudden, he became a God-fearing
yes,
man and started trying to do the right thing at the end of his life. There, no, did you remember that? You remember that?
Yes, I do. But you know what? Now, no matter how bad you are, and I was just reading that this morning when God converted Paul. God can use the worst of us to do His will. And I'm not going to say that he wasn't totally converted. Only God knows, but I pray that he was totally and completely converted. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you wouldn't say
can
that.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Once again, I'm just going to reiterate the reason for this program. This is a program that Brother Dog had us to get to put together because he wanted to help people. He saw people suffering and grieving. Grieving is not all the time death. Grieving can be something that you are going through personally. Grieving can be something even your child is going through and you're grieving for them. So grieving can be anything. You can be sick and you can be grieving over that. So grieving can be anything. So not only grieving, you have heartaches and pain. You just, you know, just feel like you just want to talk. Sometimes, I remember a song a long time ago said, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Sometimes you feel like you just want to talk to God. But we're here to listen. If you just want us to hear you, just listen to what you have to say. We're here for that as well.
Okay. Sister Mary, you got the prayer list? You got the prayer list?
Do I have the prayer list?
Yeah. I need you to put Brother Bradley on the prayer list. He's got to take a trip, and we just want to make sure that, you know, that he has a healthy trip and everything work out for him. Just want to pray for him for his journey he's about to make. He got a trip he got to make. We want to just pray for him for his journey he's making. Brother Bradley. Tutu Bradley. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, Bradley. Okay. Now, what I'm going to have to do is put a special book aside for this. So I'm going to have you to help me with the names tonight, Brother Dahl, of everybody that need prayer. And, of course, we're going to definitely add my brother, Frank. He's doing better, but, you know, we always need prayer in this hard time. In times like this, we always need prayer. Even me, myself, I made it through the COVID. I had it, but praise God, he blessed me that I didn't have it as bad as some people have it. So we have a lot we need to thank God for, and we have a lot that we need to be praying. We need to lift people up to God and pray for them. So I have Brother Bradley's name down. Okay, Brother D, is there something you want to say?
Y'all mighty quiet today, there. Mighty quiet. If we ain't got no more hands up, no more testimony.
No. I'm up here talking on mute.
I was going to come to you, Brother Tim, but what this what you say? You were talking on mute. Okay.
Okay, we're on mute. But as always, we want to tell the Lord. We want to tell the Lord, thank you. Tell the Lord that we love him and we truly appreciate what he allowed us to do. Because without the Lord, we truly wouldn't be able to do this Tuesday and then again Wednesday, Monday through Friday during the day. And we just want to tell God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I promise you, he has brought us from a mighty long way. And then he's constantly keeping us. And it's all done by faith. That's all, brother, he wants to tell you.
Yes, it
That's
is.
All, brother, he wants to tell you. Yeah, it's all done by faith. To get you a relationship with the Lord, if you have one.
Amen.
To prayer and supplication.
Amen.
God is good to us. He's good. That's all, brother, he got to you. That's all, brother, he got. I'm just listening, filling in if I can. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Tim, did you have anything?
Amen.
Can you all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Am I having a problem with my phone?
He do the same thing I do. Put the phone on mute and stay in your pocket. And then when you call, we got to get it out of our pocket, then unlock the phone, and then get it on mute because it goes up on you. That's what it means.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I say this while we're waiting on Brother Tim T. You know, your show is called Reflection. And it allows us to reflect back on some things was kind of hard, maybe some death, just some bad times. And then it allows us to reflect back on good times that the Lord has brought us through.
That's right.
And I'm sitting there watching the news as we talk, and I'm looking at a little girl shot in a road raid. I'm looking at a 15-year-old and got killed by a 14-year-old. And then we won't tell God, thank you. But yet we still here.
Amen.
A 9-year-old girl shot in road rage, and we won't tell God, thank you. We have something to reflect back on. Reflect back on how good God has truly been and is being to us.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping us, sister and brother. He's keeping us. Yes, Lord Jesus. 9 years.
Every
child.
Day.
Every day.
We need prayer. You know, everybody on this earth, we need prayer. And everybody should turn to Jesus at this time. When times is hard, times is bad, you know, you can't even really and truly protect your own children without God. Because you could walk out the door and somebody could shoot you, shooting at somebody else. And that's why we need to pray. That's why we need to plead the blood of Jesus on our families, on our children, on each other, so that God can protect us because we truly need it. We truly need it. Is Brother Tim back? Okay, I guess not. Okay. But, you know, I just thank God. I was reading this morning how God had converted Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul was just upset and mad, didn't know what he was so mad about. All he knew, he wanted to kill God's people. Anybody who called on the name of Jesus. And, you know, needless to say, in this day and hour, you still run into people like that. You run into people that just want to destroy God's people, but yet they call themselves God's people. I don't understand how they can get that so fundamentally confused. Very,
Amen.
Very
Amen.
Confused. Because Amen. God is not a God. He's not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. And God wants
yes,
us to
is.
Strengthen
yes,
our brothers. He wants to be able to strengthen our brother, not talk about him, not mistreat him,
yes,
but pray for him.
Right, that's right.
Encourage them.
Pray for him. Yes, yes.
Yes, encourage them. So, you know, and when I think about that sometimes, Brother D, even when it remotely crossed my mind, Brother Tim, Brother Dog, I ask God to forgive me if I thought wrong, said anything wrong about
Amen.
Anybody.
Amen.
Now, I'm not going to say I never did it,
Amen.
Because when you're not saved, you do stuff. But if I think wrong, if I say something wrong about anybody, ask God to forgive me. Because
yes.
it's not for us to pull nobody down, but it's for us
that's right,
to, lift
that's right.
up,
to lift them up,
to
lift
encourage
them, up.
Them, to let them know that God
them
loves
up.
Them.
Yes,
and see,
does.
When you're in a position where you can help a person, give it all you got. And that's what I try to do. That's what I'm trying to do even on this show. I'm trying to give it all I have. So,
right.
you know, I know sometimes people don't want to talk about their problem because sometimes maybe they're just a little ashamed. But listen, don't be ashamed of anything because God is not ashamed of you. Whatsoever you
That's
go
right,
through,
That's right,
you
That's
better
right.
know that God already know about it. Whatsoever you go through. God already
yes,
know about
yes.
it. So we can't hide anything from him. We can't run from him.
Right.
We can't hide. He already know. So he just waiting for us to open our mouth and confess, talk, let it out. We're not the only one listening. Listen, when we're listening and trying to uplift God's people. Because God's people are great. God's people are great, and God wants his people to be encouraged. He wants his people to be let. He wants us to let you know that God loves you, and
yes,
we love you. I don't have to know you to love you. I know one thing
Amen.
For sure. We are all children of God, and just
yes,
like he loves us,
yes,
he wants us to love each other. Not talk about, not mistreat. And one verse in the Bible say, how can you say you love God? I mean, how can you say you,
you
hate
seen.
Your brother whom you see every day and say
yes.
you love God whom you never see? And then he
yes.
ended with saying, you're lying, the truth not in you. So
Amen.
We have to be very careful. And even when you feel bad about a person, feels funny about a person, we still need to go to God, ask God forgive you, and what can you do for that person? Say a prayer for them.
Yes,
So God just wants us to love one another and be careful how we treat one another, because we could be entertaining an angel unaware. So we do have to be very careful.
That's right. Right.
So
that's it.
So this go ahead,
we need to understand here something else. When we have like what you have here, the floor is open for them to discuss and get it off their chest. My brother dog would like to say, we need to understand, no matter what our problem is, no matter what the problem, how big it is, my God, oh, he's much bigger than your problem. Your problem can't
get
too big for him. He can't just handle my problems. He handles the world problems. And he can do it all in one time. And this is why she is telling you, whatever is bothering you, whatever is weighing you down, this is why she's asking to come in and let us talk about it. We're not going to talk about you, like she said. It's not about talking about you in the world. We want to discuss your problem in a godly way. And that way we know we're going to get the right answer. See, we let the Lord lead. That's all she's trying to tell you. You let the Lord lead. We guaranteed to be right. Shut up, Brittany. Shut up. Come on now. All right, in the name of Jesus. Come on, T. Come on.
But that is so true. That's so true. We just want to be able to help in any way we can. Because if we don't do it spiritually, we're not reaching God. And we got to reach God for each and every one of you. Even for ourselves.
Even for ourselves. Yes, we do. Because one day, T, you got to see it.
Amen. Right. And you know the one thing about it?
What did you do?
One thing about it, Debo, we don't want to wait too late before we come forward. We don't want to wait too late. Because once you dead and gone, you can't talk to God. You can't get the help that you desired while you were living.
That's it.
So we've got to be encouraged. I got a little scripture I want to read. Reading that read across on, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, it starts off, it says, one day a man was crossing a bridge in life, but was scared, so he turned and asked God, can I hold your hand so I may not fall? God said, no, my child, I will hold your hand. He asked, what's the difference? God replied, if you hold my hand and something happens, you might let go. But if I hold your hand, no matter what happens, I will never let you go. May the Lord hold your hand tight in all your ways.
Amen. And that's beautiful. And it's beautifully said because it's so true. Because
yes,
we are turning loose. We get scared. Mm-hmm. We won't have the strength. We're turning loose.
That's right.
But God's never going to turn us loose. Never.
That's right. And you know something, T? It's funny that Brother Dog read that, because Brother Dog asked a question here a few weeks ago about, will God walk away from man? And I think he just read his own answer. He just read his own answer to himself. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I remember him questioning that just a few weeks ago.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is Brother Tim back with us?
I thought I heard him a few minutes ago. I was saying the day his birthday, he might be got tied up. I don't know. I thought I heard it.
Yeah, he said.
Well, you know what I said, Sister Mary, you gotta learn. Once we ask for them and they don't be there, we just keep rolling. We don't have to keep looking for them. I mean, you know, just keep rolling. We're gonna keep on rolling.
Amen. Amen. But and that's the truth. That's the truth. And we just thank God for even saving Brother Tim's life, because I tell you, that would have scared me. I mean, when you're looking at closely at death, you know. But God blessed him and saved him and blessed him to see another birthday. So that's something to thank God for.
Amen.
And, you know, even Brother D, he always on here and he always praising God because he suffered through COVID. He suffered more than I did. I had a little hard, but not too bad. God blessed me to pull on through. But Brother D had a hard time. So, and it's a blessing because he's able to testify of what God has done for him. We're able to testify of what God has done for us.
Man, see, we need to understand as children of God, our testimony that we give, it is truly not for us. The Bible has instructed us, he said, for us to lift up the name of Jesus. And he said, I'll be lifted up. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. So see, when we give you our testimony, sister and brother, it's just a simple way of letting you know, in the name of Jesus, if he did it for me, and I love to take that little two-letter word out. It's so powerful. But I like taking it out because I can't say if, because I can say when he did it for me, he only gave me the strength to come tell you about it and let you know he'll do it for you. See, the Bible says he has the respectable people. See, so since he don't have many people, he just, oh, he'll do it for you, sir. He'll do it for you.
Yes, he will.
And let God
Amen.
Have you. That's all you got to do.
Amen.
Whatever you're suffering with, he'll do it for you.
Amen. Now, that's true. That's so true. I see Sister Emily, hands is up, so we're going to bring her in. Hello, little Emily. How are you today?
I'm feeling great today. You know, the last 2 weeks I've been sick with my wisdom teeth, and before that I was in the hospital, but I'm just feeling so great today. I've been waiting for the show. I got a little late start because I was eating dinner. I got on a little late. But I really just want to thank God for everything, like, for real, because he has just been so awesome to me. I just want to give him all the praise, you know. He has helped me through a lot of dark times. After the last year, you know, this is probably the best that I have felt in a very long time. A few months ago, they had put me on an antidepressant. And I just decided to, you know, taking it. And, I mean, I just feel good. I just put it in God's hands, and I feel so much better. And I just want to encourage everybody to just get closer to God, you know. He's going to see you through it. And if you want something, ask for it. But if you don't get it right away, don't get discouraged, because he wants to see that you have that faith before you can get your blessing.
That's right.
Amen. And, you know, that's a blessing. Yeah. You know, you're talking how God watches out for you and how God brings you through things. That's a blessing right there, Brother Sister Emily. But I tell you what, God doing all of this, you're going through a lot. And God is taking care of you, and he's doing this. He wants your soul. In other words, God wants you to be with him one day.
Yes.
So that's why he wants us to be saved. He wants us to be sanctified. He wants us to be filled with his precious Holy Ghost. And sanctification is simply being cleaned up from the things that you do. So God wants us to be saved. But, you know, he do things for us so we can see who he is, so we can see how he will take care of you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So he do for us, then we need to pray and ask God to save us, ask God for the Holy Ghost, ask God to take the things that we do that's not like him away from us. You know what? Praise God, and I'm saved, and even a bad thought, I said, Lord, take it from me. I don't want no bad thoughts. I want to be good, perfect, and ready to be with him when he come back for me.
Yes.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't take much. It just takes him seeing our heart that right. we are sincere in wanting him. We're sincere in wanting to be saved. We're sincere mm-hmm. in wanting to be filled with his precious Holy Ghost. That's, he just want to see it. And you know what, Sister Emily? I found that you don't start living until you get saved. You think you're doing a lot out in the world, and I'm talking in general, not just to you. But you think you're doing a lot out in that world and you're living good. You have not lived until you receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen. And I think God. It happened my, right before I pressed one.
Go
like
ahead.
My heart is always just beating before I press the one. Like, I get so nervous, but once I talk, it just immediately just goes away.
But that's your heart. Amen. Well, you know what? Just press that button and say, Lord, you know what I want to say? God, let me get it out. He'll let you get it out.
Yep.
Because, see, the thing about God, he want to hear. He want us to open our mouth and talk. And so he can hear our problems, see our heart, see that we really, really, really want him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to be careful because the devil needs somebody to listen to him too now. I'm sorry.
That's true.
You got to be careful because the devil needs a deaf ear too. The devil needs somebody listening at him too.
That's
Emma.
True.
So you got to. So
that's
you
so
got
true.
To remember
that's so true,
when you yeah. when that devil come in there and tell you this and that and third, child,
well,
all you gotta do is say, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and he going on somebody else.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He ain't gonna waste time with you. What are you gonna waste time with you for?
The thing.
No.
The
no.
thing is, you know, the
no.
devil is not gonna tell you something good, Sister Emily. Everything he tell you is not going to be for your betterment, but it's going to be to hurt you. So that's why we have mm-hmm. to pay attention to these voices that come to us so we'll know it's the devil and not God. Because God ain't going to tell you nothing but
sure.
good. That's all he's going to
mm-hmm.
tell you is good. Yes, because
sure.
he loves us that much. But, you know,
that's
Satan's going to tempt
Bible
us. He tempts Jesus.
I was saying that's why the Bible tells us the sheep know his voice and they don't follow another voice.
Yeah,
that's
so you need to learn.
That's
is it your voice?
Will not follow.
Is
mm-hmm.
it your voice, the devil's
mm-hmm.
voice, or a combination of yours and the devil? But God's voice is definitely going to be different, and you just got to know his voice. And, you know,
because
so
if you
true.
Remember,
we are his sheep.
It said God loved you first. It didn't say the devil loved you first. It said God knew you before you knew yourself. It didn't say the devil knew you before you knew yourself. It said God knew you before you knew yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Amen.
The devil.
And yes,
the devil be is the ain't. But if you sit around with an idle mind, you're giving the devil a workshop. When you feel like you're falling into
Amen.
That state, Emily, all you got to do is find you. If you ain't got nothing positive to do, find you somebody positive to talk to. The devil don't like that either.
But
yeah.
keep doing what you're
way.
Doing. You call in, you want to be encouraged, and you want to talk to people that are saved. And that is
mm-hmm.
the right step to take. Because we're just going to tell you what the Bible says. We're not going to tell you anything wrong. We're not going to leave you astray in any kind of way. Because if we
yeah.
try to lead you astray, then your blood will be on our head, and we'll be punished for that. We just have to tell
Amen.
You what God wants, what God loves. So, and I noticed this is not the first time. I used to come on the morning show a few times in the mornings, but I got so busy during the day. But I used to hear you over there too. But listen,
mm-hmm.
that what you are doing, you're following after God. And that's what you need to do. You, not to
keep
say
seeking.
You're not in the world, but you know what? You keep seeking. Keep praying. Keep trusting
mm-hmm.
him. Pray for him to kill off any spirit in you that is not like him.
Amen.
and he'll bring you through it. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, mm-hmm. easy, but it'll be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when God bring mm-hmm. you through stuff, he lift you up. He exalt you. Sister Emily, you know, just the sound of your voice, you get yourself saved, sanctified, and filled with God, precious Holy Ghost, honey, you'll be able to talk to some people.
But you know what, though, Sister Mary? But you know what, Sister Mary?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we go through start with us. And mm-hmm. when God, mm-hmm. when, see, one thing about God, see, when God started to take that taste out your mouth, not only will he take mm-hmm. that taste out your mouth, Emily, the people that you surround yourself with, you'll find yourself in a different atmosphere, Emily. See people are listening that you talk, you're soft spoken, you know, sound like a real mild manner, and people take that for weakness. But when you got a strong voice and people know you strong, they ain't gonna even play with you no kind of way, especially about God, because they know I can't call and manipulate Emily about God, because for one thing about the power of God, you can't turn that power down, Emily. Once the power of God getting you, can't nobody change it. But it started with you. And sometimes, mm-hmm. Emily, I hate to say this, I've been friends with a bunch of people for many years, Emily. God took that taste out of my mouth. But don't get me wrong, Emily. I still talk to them. I still socialize with them. But guess what? Both of us still dance, Emily. Both of us still dance. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I don't dance to their music no more, Emily. They don't dance to mine. But
Amen.
I still love them for
Amen.
Who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I still love them for
Amen.
What they believe in. But, Emily, God took it away from me. He said, Keith, I want you to dance to this. I'm going to let them dance to that. And I'm going to bless you. Just
mm-hmm.
like you're sitting there trying to get the word today, Emily. Believe
Thank
in yourself, Emily. Believe
Thank
in
you.
Emily.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Tell
you,
Brother. Now.
Believe
in Emily.
But you know, Sister Emily, as Brother Kiki is telling us in what God will do, he will, once he starts cleaning you up, let's see, you got the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Once he start cleaning you up, he'll take away from them. You take you away from the people that don't mean you no good.
What you say? What
he
you
will?
Say? What
he
you
will
say?
Put you among people that will put their arms around you and encourage you in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See, now he's a loving God, but you know what?
Oh yeah,
he has such a way of bringing you to him. When he see you open that heart and give him a chance to come in, and the things that you used to do, he'll take it from you, and he'll give you something better to do.
Amen.
Amen.
God has his ways of...
Mm-hmm. I was gonna
Go
say
ahead, whoever that was.
That, Sister Emily, let me tell you something. And I want you to listen to me very, very carefully, and I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to trust me. You have been chosen from God, because there's so many people out there. The Bible says many are chosen, but only a few are chosen. There's so many of them out there that God, he can use, but he wants to use you. If you don't fight with him and finally just give in and say, Lord, I give you my life, and I trust you that you're going to guide me and use me. Wow, you're just going to see how God does. And you won't be so confused. You won't be upset all the time or anything like that. And God's not going to let people misuse you, because guess what? You're his chosen person.
Amen.
You are some of his chosen people. And he said you are holy and you set apart. And I know that I know no person's heart seeks after God like you're doing now, and God hasn't chosen you. He just has a way of getting you prepared for what he wants you to do. And when you do something for God, don't worry about, well, I'm not this. Yeah, he going to take care of that. And, well, I don't feel it. Well, don't worry about it. He'll take care of that. You just give him your heart. You surrender unto him and allow him. I'm going to tell you something, Emily. It was the best decision I ever made. Let me tell you now, I was a hellion out there. And I did some hanky-panky stuff. I even teased one of my friends like you. And I told her she was going to church trying to get her life together. And I called her Deacon Delphine. Hey, Deacon Delphine. And I was meaning it as a joke. And then I found out I had to go back and apologize to her because look what God is doing in my life. And I said, how in the world could I have discredited you like that? And I was wrong. But I'm telling you, Emily, from my heart, nobody seeks God like you're doing, and he hasn't chosen you. Get ready and get for the ride because the wave is coming, and all you got to do is get on and ride. God got the rest. Surrender your heart. Surrender your life and your soul to him. And it ain't real hard. You just do it. And then he'll come in your life. And you, it ain't like a big bolt of lightning come out of heaven and now you this new person. No, but you'll see the changes come in your life. All of a sudden, you might not want to come no more. Maybe you might not want to hang out with these guys over there no more. Maybe you might say, I don't want to look at that pornographic stuff on TV no more. Whatever it is that holds you back, he's just waiting on you to surrender it. He'll take care of the rest. I promise you he will. Sister Marion, back to you.
Amen. Thank you. And at this time, you know, I just thank God. Did you want to say something, Sister Emily?
Yeah, I just want to appreciate all the words from everybody. And it's crazy that he, you know, he says that because I have always felt like I'm supposed to be, like, a voice for people. Like, so it's just to hear that, it's just really, it's just nice. I love this show so much. I wish other people would, you know, press the one button.
God bless you. We love you.
You know?
We love you.
You know, you can call anyone, me, Sister Marion, Brother D. I know that we don't have no problem if you call us. If you get in a situation, you start getting a little antsy, give us a call. That's what we're here for. We're supposed to walk this walk with you. And it's just like when a newborn baby starts to walk, the parents have to hold them sometimes, walk with them a little bit till they get their balance. And once they get their balance, then they try to run. And we tell them, slow down just a little bit. Don't get too far ahead of God. Let him handle you. And then they say, oh, no, he'll take you somewhere that you'll never believe. And I know.
Amen.
I'm a living witness. Sister Mary is a living witness. Brother D is a living witness. He will change you. He'll use what we're doing right now. We're doing this. We're trying to help somebody. And you on our list, Emily.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Brother Tim. And right now we're going to say prayer for you, Sister Emily. And we're still praying for Brother Unknown and Sister Jenna and her family. We're praying for Brother Frank. And we're praying for Brother Bradley as he traveled, that God will watch over him and keep him covered in the blood of Jesus as he reaches destination and come to go back home. So we just thank God for this time that we spent. And Sister Emily, we do thank you for just being with us on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, whatever night that you come. We appreciate you coming. And we are going to continue this program. As long as God don't stop it, we're going to continue it. Because even if but one person hear the word, that's one person is getting closer to the kingdom of God. So at this time, we're going to bow our heads in prayer. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this day, God. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for Sister Emily and all the ones that's on this program. Father God, and we ask you to bless, Father God, Brother Randy. He lost his mother the last week, and we just want God to bless his family and give him the strength to just go through it. You know, it's not easy to lose our loved one, but we all also know that we are only here for a little while. Now, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you for Sister Emily, Father God. Father God, we thank you for blessing her in her wisdom tooth, dear God. Father God, that she thinks she sounds really good tonight, Father God, and we ask you to just bless her day by day. Father God, strengthen her, Father God. Let her continue to seek you, dear God. Let her seek you while you may be found, God. Father God, keep your loving protective arms around her, dear God. Father God, and let her know that all she needs is you, God. Father God, and we thank you for it. Father God and Brother Unknown, Father God, we ask you to touch his body right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God. Father God, you made him and you know all about him, Father God. Strengthen him, dear God. Father God, he always has something to say about you, God. Father God, and bless him, Father God, that he can be with us again, Father God. Father God, and be able to let people know how much that he loves you, Father God. Father God, bless his family. Strengthen his whole family, dear God. Father God, because we need you, dear God. We can't make it without you, dear God. Father God, Sister Jenna and her family, dear God. Father God, bless them. Father God, bless them as a family. Strengthen them, Father God, and whatsoever they're going through, Father God. Father God, bring them closer and closer together in your holy name, dear God. Father God, keep them safe, Father God. Touch them, Father God, their bodies, dear God. If there's a sickness in their family, Father God, touch them, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, and we know you're able. Father God, I thank you for my brother Frank, Father God. Father God, he's doing better, Father God, but we lift him up to you, Father God. Strengthen him, Father God. Father God, bless him, dear God. Father God, we ask you to heal him wholly, dear God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and brother Bradley, Father God, as he travels, whatever destination he's going, Father God, keep him covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to keep your angels encamped around about him, dear God. Father God, blesses him and his family, Father God. Take him there. Take him back home safely, Father God. Father God, because we know you are able, Father God. Father God, and not only them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless all over the world, dear God. Father God, bless your people to come to you, Father God. Bless the people, Father God, to put their arms around each other and just begin to pray and call on you to heal this land, dear God. Father God, to heal your people, dear God. Father God, bless the one that's not concerned about you, dear God. Father God, bless them to want to get to know you, dear God. Father God, we know you're able. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless the sick and shut in, dear God. Father God, bless in the hospital room and the nursing home, dear God, in the highways and the byways, in the airway, on the train track, Father God. We ask you to bless all over the world. Bless in your churches, dear God. Bless your preachers, dear God. Father God, we all need you, dear God. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for this service on today. We ask you to continue to bless Brother Dahl. We thank you for Brother D, Brother Tim. Continue to bless them, Father God. Father God, we thank you for watching over and saving Brother Tim's life, dear God. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, and I ask you to bless me and watch over me as I go for an outpatient surgery tomorrow, dear God. Father God, strengthen me, Father God, and I already know it's already done. Father God, we thank you. We will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Brother Dahl.
Amen.
Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me I'm living this moment because of you.
Yes.
I want to thank you.
That's our job, to thank him.
You too.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
your
yeah.
grace and mercy brought me through. For I'm living this moment because of you. I am. I want to thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, okay, Sister Mary.
That concludes our program, Sister Mary.
If you got something else you want to close us out with, Sister Mary, that concludes the program for today, Sister Mary. And if you got something else you want to close us out with.
Amen. We just want to invite you back on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel. We also want to invite you to our Tuesday night with hosting Brother D. Brother Tim also be with us on Tuesday, same time, same channel. And we ask God that you all be blessed in Jesus' name. Back to you, Brother Doc.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. My.
I'm going to leave you. In the hands of the Lord.
The Lord.
Yes,
yes. Oh, yes, I am. Yes. Ah. I got to leave you. Leave you in the hands of the Lord.
Just like a mother. Yeah, yeah.
Just the other day, before my mother, this is what you said. Said I got to leave you. I got to leave you in the hay. I wonder what you mind if I sing just one word, little. Sometimes I get to wondering, did I treat my darling mother right?
Oh, yes, Lord.
She used to rock me.
Rock me.
Oh, so late at night.
Yes, Lord.
Like she said, tune in next week, same time, same station, and in the words of Brother D, if God's will, if God will, you know, if God will, supposed to be here, we'll be here. The old devil can't get us. So that being said, all right, Sister Mary, get on out of here. Get on out of here, Mary. We're going to see if these other side of the mountain people got anything they want to say. Sister Mary, get on out of here. Yeah, okay. All right, everybody else out there got anything, y'all. Wheelchair, where you at, wheelchair? If you got anything to put out today, Emily, you can get on out of here if you ain't doing that. And then we, you know, I'm going to see if anybody got it. They said Bobby Cole was on the highway there. He was on the highway tonight there. He might need a couple minutes for us to get him on down the road. If it ain't, we can get on out of here, you know. Cause I ain't really got nothing. Like I said, Wednesdays we don't be doing nothing. But if anybody got something, they can hit the one button and bring it on out. Emily, you got something you want to put out before we on put out time? Kiki, you got something you want to put out, Kiki? We on
good
the other
show,
side
dog.
Of the mountain.
Dog,
right
I'm gonna tell you, good show, good show though, good show,
yes,
good show, good show. Like
yes sir. Emily,
show,
you got something
man.
You want to say, Emily?
No,
yeah, dog. Good show.
Okay. All right, well, then I got a wheelchair here for his announcement. You know, he was a little late coming in, and he came in and went out and came back. So, all right, Kiki, I'm gonna close you and Emily up though. I appreciate y'all for coming in there. But you ain't got to go nowhere yet if you don't want to. But you know, wheelchair got to do his announcement. Come on in here, Chair. How you doing, brother?
Well, dog. You know, I don't normally do the announcements on Wednesday now.
Oh.
So we don't know that show. But you know, we got the upcoming show. Y'all know Trigger Man coming up next week in Orangeburg. First butt cutting of the year. And dog, the other announcement I got is, 901 boy, Wick. He said
yep.
He's looking for
I know.
Empty body on fat
yeah, he every year. Yeah, I know.
Straight on the trailer. Anybody?
Yeah, I know.
Said, Duck got somebody.
Yeah.
Hello. He said,
I saw you put it out there with him.
I am just letting y'all know. Saudi is back
and ready. Hold up, Wick.
All right, Wick, I did a good job.
Just saying it don't mean it back now with you. He said it every year.
He's trying to go into action before trick or treat. So he back.
Okay. Poo, make a line of me then. Tell me to get over to Orangeburg next week then. Tell me to get to Orangeburg next week then. Prove to me. Don't talk
right,
to me
today. He on the phone. Shawty.
Well, don't talk to me today.
Wait.
Prove it to me. Prove Shawty back.
Man, he got me on hold. He got me from on the car. He don't want
to
come off mute.
Well, that's my point. I'll talk. Anybody can talk. Why you got to text
him? He on the line. I got to get him back.
Come on, Timhouse. You open Timhouse.
I just, you know, I know I'm going to get chewed out for this, dog, but I just sometimes I listen on the show and I just be listening. Do these big shots really race each other? I hear them go at each other on the phone, tearing each other's head off. But do they really race? I just want to know, do they really race, dog? I don't really hear.
Well,
them.
I got to straighten it, Tim. Tim, when you lie, I got to straighten it. Okay. Yeah, they race on the radio.
All right, dog. There go my homeboy Wick. He back. Wick is back on now. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Wheelchair over there making you seem like you the next thing since sliced bread. They shouted back. I said, okay. Prove to me, shouted back.
Oh, no. You know, I already know, dog. We're looking for anybody Monday, Fat Tuesday. Monday, Fat Tuesday, I think that's the 28th. Shouted to try anybody off the trailer for about $2,500, $3,000.
We know that part. We know anybody at Duck Race that can't make it to come on down, and we know that part. And wheelchair was,
right.
He had to push it some more. He couldn't be quiet. He pushed it some more. Come on, shout it back. Ain't no joke. Shout it back. I said, all right. You done got the best part of it. You done talked about it. Shout it back. Prove shout it back. Let me see shout over there at the first butt cutting next week. He'll be back. I'm going to see how much he's back. We got some heavy hitters going to be there.
No, okay.
All right. See, I mean, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Pim.
Pim, what you want to do with Sean? What you want to do with Sean?
I ain't got no oil pressure yet.
We'll come off the trailer and you can shake till your butt catch a fire.
Yeah, we'll knock Kim House out.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want to pick on poor Tim? So y'all know Tim ain't got no oil pressure. Y'all don't get mad because Tim told the truth. Y'all know Tim ain't got no oil pressure.
We might try Tim with little baby.
We looking for suckers and fumblers. If you act up fumbling,
I don't know what you done said with you. The reason he's pushing you up so much, but. I'll take care of little baby. I'll be down there Fat Tuesday. I'll be down there Jamie Ray. I'll be down there. Now, what you want to do?
Yeah, I already know.
I'm talking wheelchair now, Whit.
I'm talking wheelchair.
He the one doing the chili.
Running with your son, Whit.
We ain't got it quite where we ain't made no hits mm-hmm. with it yet. We done crunk it up and everything. We ain't made no hits with it yet.
Tim, there you go. See what I mean, Tim? All that talking, Tim.
Man,
you right, all that talking.
I ain't advertised, man. One of them calls. Only thing I said.
All that talking.
Call the spread off the trailer. Yeah,
it's your one.
Tim, I ain't advertised.
All that talking. All that talking. All
right, wait.
I just want to say congratulations and thank you for calling people out on their bullshit. That was just, you are awesome.
That's right.
Dang.
But what and bullshit he called me out on?
Get you some wheelchair. Get you some
pom-pom
wheelchair.
Dog, let me flash it. Was I gate hustling when I had you locked in off the trail over at Pat Collins, Ray? Was I gate hustling then?
No, you knew it was going to rain.
I didn't know. How the fuck I know it was going to rain, actually, Big Rick?
Man,
come
it showed rain.
It didn't show no fucking rain. No, it didn't. You a fucking lie. Now you lying. It didn't show no fucking rain on that race. Until it got close to the end of that race. We had already locked on when it started going right.
Sound like you were here with me, Ricky. You were here with me, Ricky.
Oh, no, he don't know. I'm just saying he ain't telling the truth.
Look,
but, Ricky, if it's gay hustling,
okay, go ahead.
You don't have to. It ain't for you. The race ain't for you.
Oh, if we don't tear up at Doug's race, we're going to be there. Now, how about that?
Well, yeah, I know. Steven already said he'll be there too, or this and that. But I'm saying, if you feel like it's gay hustling, that race ain't for you. It ain't my race. It's gadget them race. So I'll be gay hustling to make a dime to make shit.
I'm just helping them boys out because they already helped me. I'm fucking with you on that. But this is the deal, dog. Look here, dog. You didn't tell nobody last night. You just turned the show off. Well, I didn't know the show was off. Me and Mike Hill and Whit and Bobby was on it. But guess what? They found out the show wasn't on. They started bullying me. And then Bobby Cole said, dog ain't here to protect you and everything. So, yeah, that's another reason.
Ricky, I've been doing that call out. I haven't done that call out at your race before. In fact, Tuesday, and when it was in Hattiesburg, I done did that call out. I've been doing that call out for a long time. Am I right, dog? Am I lying about that?
No, you ain't lying. I told you, but it really ain't.
It ain't really got nothing to do with the. You know, I just really know that's God when we coming out. I know that's gonna be the race we come out. We ain't gonna have time to be doing all that fumbling. So we're gonna run in the shootout Sunday. The all run what you brung. So Monday we just come straight off the travel. Tuesday we're gonna run in the 28 shootout. So that's why I said Monday. That's
Is dog gonna be? Is dog you going to that race?
Yeah.
You going to Montreal race?
Yeah.
I'll be out there for the shootout. But I was just gonna say we're gonna call that motherfucker out first round of shootout Tuesday. But I know you.
But
don't
I'm not gonna take no first round of call out Tuesday from y'all. I'm telling you right now.
Don't call me about that shit.
You know I already talked
we'll
to you about that anyway.
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna do that no more.
That won't happen.
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. If they wanna run Monday, it ain't for them. Tuesday, I'm going to be trying to go through the shootout.
Hey,
I'm not trying to run the
but they're telling me you
have
it. Y'all jumped on Ricky down there, man. How y'all going to jump on Ricky last night when y'all found out he wasn't on the show, man? Y'all jumped on him because he had no backup.
No, I actually thought I was making a worldwide call out on the show, but the show had cut off. That what happened.
Ricky got on the show. He just want to be seen like Pi Joe and heard. He hitting the one button, the two button, all the motherfuckers.
Ricky, you know, we talked to Steven today. Steven got on the show today.
Oh, I know.
He got on the show earlier.
I talked to him earlier and everything.
We definitely gonna try to make it
there by Monday, but you know that's
Tim House said all you bitch y'all jokers do is talk about racing. You don't do no racing. They with Tim House. I'm with Tim House. Now Tim House on the phone with
Well,
I'm glad I'm back.
Don't Tim House talk about racing and he ain't doing nothing too.
Oh shit. Tim?
Hey, dog, don't throw me a life jacket, dog. Don't leave me hanging out there like that. Don't be a life jacket.
Hey, man. Hey, I got to keep it down to me. He got a point there.
Willie, dog, I'm going to go on mute because I'm scared Chuck might come on the phone. I got to get out the way.
Well, you should have asked Ricky what button Ricky pushed to get out there. He should have just done. We'll tell you, you didn't got it. I was with you there for a minute, Tim, but he didn't mess you up with that one, Tim. He got there. Ain't no defense against the truth, Tim. He got you on that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of these guys who make their call out and stand on it.
They ain't got the answer
to the motherfucker. If you think it's any kind of anything, don't stay where you at. I'm trying to give you a free $2,500, $3,000. I know a lot of them guys going to be leaving Duck Race, got to come back that way. I'm trying to help them get a little gas money. They're going to go down there with a good prep track, good data, all that. They can't say nothing about the prep. Jimmy's going to be prepping the track.
I just thought about something. Wheelchair and all you. Hold up. Wheelchair and all you said that y'all go ahead Jimmy prepping. You didn't put that out there. You didn't put it out there.
Yeah, Jimmy Bradshaw will be prepping. Yeah.
It's on the flyer.
So it's on the flyer. I'm talking about on the radio show,
Ricky. How many damn people read a damn flyer?
Willie Dawg will be there. You're right. A whole bunch of them. Also, Will, y'all want to put out about the thing they're gonna do for Jabbo down there on the 11th too, don't you? I mean, we're gonna do for Jabbo down there. Friday, guys, if y'all wanna come. Yeah, this Friday, they're going to have a memorial for Jabbo at the track at 2 o'clock. If y'all want to come out, you can bring your cars. They're going to go down the track with the cars, hang out, and they're going to have a memorial and speak, have some people speaking and everything. So if you want to come out this Friday, that's the 11th, they're having a memorial for Jabbo at the racetrack. 2 o'clock. That's 2 o'clock, Holly Springs Racetrack.
When Will said, shout it back, I said, prove shout it back then. Have him come down here to Trigger Man Ring and see if he's back, if he really back.
One thing about it, he have a skin up ass, he come there.
Ain't done that spoken about with it, dog. What's going on, dog?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
We'll throw that little 28 waist you got in a circle with, you know.
Yeah, I came wrong with you, boy. I can't fuck with you, boy. I decline.
Yeah, but we
can't. You're going to let Jamie talk to you like that? Man,
If we tell you
we'll come out there with Keisha, then you'll jump on that, huh? Huh? Yeah, but
nah,
hey, dog, I'll put out a little information right quick, dog, before I turn right here. We're gonna have private testing, dog, next Friday at the South Carolina Motorplex from 12 to 6. It's gonna be 3:50 to test. Jimmy Bradshaw gonna be there. That's from 12 to 6. No spectators. Hotels. It's gonna be. I'm putting the link out there after I eat. Cut that off. But the hotel, dog, I'm gonna put that information out there in a little bit. It's gonna be at the Cowboy. What name of it? True? What's the name of the hotel? True. It's gonna be at the True in
Orangeburg.
True
by Hilton. House. True by Hilton.
Yeah. True by Hilton. I'm gonna post a link here. Like I say, after I eat and all. And all you got to do is click on the link, and the price is already up there, and you can reserve your rooms. I got it for Friday and Saturday. But like I say, that's going to be testing Friday from 12 to 6, $350 per car, and no spectators allowed. If you're testing Friday, you could spend the night, but as far as coming there, if you ain't testing, trying to spend the night, then you can't spend the night there that Friday. You just got to wait till the train open that Saturday. It's just a lot of confusion when it's time to open up the gates Saturday, dog. That's all the information I told you I'm going to come back and put out yesterday, dog. I'm going to turn the show back over to Witt.
No, go ahead, man. You got the first ass cutting going. You need to tell them about your life. No, we good.
Yeah,
I wasn't talking about
you. I just wanted to put that information out there, like I said, I ain't had to put that out there, and we got all that sealed today. So,
right.
So look like you're going to have a pretty good show.
I want to ask you a question,
James. Who you like between Illuminati and Prenup?
Oh, shit.
I'm an EP man on that one, with, so I got to keep my mouth closed.
I like Illuminati.
Right.
Yeah, I like Illuminati.
Yeah, I like Luma Gotti.
Yeah.
Well, let me. Who you like?
I like Luma Gotti too. I like Luma Gotti.
Oh yeah.
But one thing I can say about that race,
what I noticed with and as people post that race, I just look at the comments on who people like. So that race, like I say, it's 50-50 on that race. It ain't no lopsided race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's sort of 50-50 race. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's going to be a good run. Country don't run good.
DMV going to stand up for their man. That's one thing about it. DMV going to stand up for their man, Jamie. And everybody else going to stand up. I read the game from the DMV. They're going to be for what you call them.
I just like them boys. I like them Luminati boys. I like how they bully boys, got their foot on everybody's neck. They ain't fucking around. They got them, get your ass down. We don't want to hear all that crybaby shit. Get your ass up there and you can't belt enough. I heard them boys in Florida, but I like them boys.
Them motherfuckers pumped. I like motherfucking, goddamn it, I like Prenup. Them motherfucking boys over there pumped.
How much you want to bet, Cowboy?
Leave me alone, Cowboy.
Okay. Hey, who you like out of King Kong and Keisha?
I like Keisha.
Okay.
I like King Kong.
I'm gonna tell y'all another race that's a hot one too now. That's Hector driven by Silver Surfer going up against Change the Game driven by Houston.
I like Houston.
Yeah, big Anthony
got a paint job too,
Eddie. Yeah, he got a paint job. He got mad at me and told me I was false advertising, dog.
I like Houston.
He got mad at me and told me I was false advertising because I ain't put his new paint job on the flyer.
Oh, shit.
He wanted to put his paint job on the flight. Yeah,
hey, Witt.
Witt, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Witt. I'm going to this restaurant to get something to eat, but I'm going to be listening.
Witt, I ain't trying to put you on the spot, though, Witt. You going to try to come on with for the haircut, no?
Yeah, I might not be able to make that deal. I got a lot going on.
I'm gonna leave. You already know about that thing. You've been knowing about what the hell you got going on in the middle of the damn
winter.
You ain't doing that. Y'all gonna make me start acting. Y'all gonna make me. Don't bring your ass off that damn street.
Get on the ass, dog. I'm trying to get ready for Tuesday. It done shot up on me. That Fat Tuesday, they done shot up on me so quick.
I didn't hear it shot up on you quick, but you know both of these dates. You've been on both of these dates two or three months ago. How they shot up on you?
Having ice around here, it just
man, I don't want to hear that damn weak ass shit, man. That shit weakened goddamn it, grandma here.
No, I never did. Say I was gonna be at there. I just told Cowboy I'm trying to.
You ain't got to say you're going to be at it. This was an annual race that you big shots out right, yourself right, over. Right. You just come in and show up. All right. Don't worry. What is this, 2022? It's going to be some changes. It's going to be some damn changes for 2022. All this pump, all this damn pump. What they call it, capping, all this goddamn capping.
The damn celebrity racers.
No, we're going to get it right.
All these celebrity racers. Bobby Cole.
It's called capping, dog.
A whole lot of capping going on here, dog. I'm gonna go buy Jimmy some weighted shoes. I'm gonna make him keep his foot on your motherfucking neck.
Hey, Witt, I ordered you a size small hoodie. You send me the address, I'll send it to you when it comes. You know how you like to wear them tight.
I'm lost some weight. I'm gonna need a large in that hoodie, though.
Hey, Ricky, I want you to go down there and go holler, and there with the bag, shout out the trailer. With that bag, shout out the damn trailer.
Beat the shit out of this crap, baby.
We talked about that and everything. We just want to make sure we don't get over to Duck's race.
We
barely got them bottles here.
How the hell a kid on the damn show don't even hit the one button? You don't
want to
socialize with
him. All right, kid.
Hey, dog. No problem, kid. Yeah.
You know we're going to have him. We'll beat the shit out of Rick. Because he's a crybaby. You know what always happens to crybaby?
Right.
They always get fucked up.
I ain't know why now. Yeah, okay.
Fuck. Fuck that crybaby.
Hey, that sound like Pee-wee back there.
Yeah, that's him back there.
That Pee-wee? I don't like to mess with Pee Wee, but if Pee Wee gonna drive Lil Baby though.
I'm on mute, dog. I got a lot of road noise. I'll be ready in about 15 minutes.
Alright. Stay on mute then. Put your phone on mute. Who's this thing? I think it's Nettie. Nettie, you open Nettie. Yeah. Ain't nothing going on. We just messing around. If y'all ain't got Nettie must have didn't know his mic was over. I had to close my clothing back up. Hey, we just over there messing around, guys. If y'all got something, we just messing around. We got 86 people on there, though. But, I mean, we got some people on there looking for some trouble or listening to some trouble we got to go on. I mean, 86 jokers on there. You know me, I don't want to start nothing yet. But if anybody wants some trouble, in this next week or two, I'm open for some trouble. Anybody on here want some trouble with me? I'm ready to go. Oh, what Kenny want? What Kenny want down here? Don't have anybody on down Super Bowl. I ain't betting. What up, Kenny?
Hey, tell Kid he can stay on mute now. Ricky done took his spot. Ricky got his knee pads on.
We can't find to the first though. They say we can't find during Black History Month.
Dog, I like the round for 500. Do anybody like the other pink?
Y'all heard it. And who like
the round for 500.
Give me 7 points, and that's a bit.
I don't give points. I don't take points. I like the round for 500. Do anybody like that bet? Holler if you hear me.
Bobby, I hear you back there, Bobby Grunning, Bobby. I hear you, Bobby. I heard you. Mm-hmm. Damn, anybody going with the Rams? Why Cincinnati pull it off? The goddamn second-year rookie quarterback. I believe Cincinnati going to win. I'll take some points or some odds or something. Somebody give me some odds.
Anybody,
I don't want to be able to come
anybody can win. Anybody can win, dog. Anybody can win. I just like the Rams for 500. Anybody can win.
He got the Rams for 500, Illumigati for 500, and Keisha for 500.
Mm-hmm. Well, just
give me a bit. A lot of 500.
Just give me a bit. Just give me a bit then.
I'm not. I like your.
I'm going back to meet you.
Hey, what you want with Keisha? What you want with Keisha and Kong, Cowboy?
500, 1,000, either or, Lolly Dolly.
Lolly Dolly, Luma Gotti, Lolly Dolly, Luma Gotti.
When it comes to Keisha, I ain't got no limit. Get it up there.
I got a feeling. I got a slight feeling. Kong going to wiggle his weekend.
I'm going to have a pocket full of money out there for Kong to get it. Man. Anybody want it, they can get it.
Can't win me. Can't win no money.
I want to bet my nuts. I want to bet my nuts, too.
Well, just hold on there, son. Just hold on.
I want to bet my nuts, too. Well, I need to hurry up and get it. I'll let you hear me.
Yes, sir.
I want it.
Well,
like I don't want it.
It's like it's a little, yeah. The night a little slow tonight, guys. Ain't nothing going on. And I'll be glad for y'all not to have nothing going on tonight so I can get out of here because I'm tired. I got to get ready. I got to get ready for next week. I got to go out here and change the doggone, the valves and this here doggone new car I got. I got a new car I got to get ready. Mm-hmm. Got to change that thing over from C16 to that what they call it, that methanol or whatever the hell this is. Man, they want to change stuff. Got to change converters. Dear Lord, I might run on muscle. Riggy, I need some tune-ups. All right, y'all ain't got that. We're gonna get out of here, man. I ain't gonna be over here talking about myself. Y'all ain't got me. Anybody got anything? Nobody? All right. Bye, y'all.
I'm going to eat me some.